listen live at tasmaniatalks.com.au. Tasmania Talks, talking tech with Trevor Long.
And on the line we have Trevor Long with some interesting things today. Too many buttons and not enough arms. G'day, Trevor. How are you going?
Very well.
Excellent stuff. Talking tech, and I'm getting into a mess here trying to do so. I was looking at this thing that you're talking about, one of the things, a smokeless barbecue fire pit. This is an interesting contraption, and I was trying to work out how it works. Do you want to describe it to us, or should I describe it?
Yeah, so think of the traditional fire pit, but now this one is more of a barrel. It's a stainless steel barrel. Now, to be clear, there's no power, no batteries. This is not a high-technology solution, but the technology used to create what is a smokeless fireplace is phenomenal. So basically, it's a stainless steel, double-walled, kind of like our insulated water bottles that we have that stay cool all day. But the air comes in through air holes at the bottom, circulates under the fire, so the flames sit, or the fireplace, the wood that you see in there, sits a few centimetres higher than the ground, so that air can get under there, and it can get inside the walls, which then circulate up, and there's holes that the air comes out of at the top of the fire. So basically, it's the circulation of air and the combination of the heat from the fire that then basically eliminate the smoke. It's phenomenal. When you first light the fire with some kindling and a couple of logs, there's smoke. But once the fire kicks in and you get those proper orange flames and you've got that experience, there's no smoke. You can sit around, enjoy some marshmallows with your family or a drink with your mates, and it's phenomenal. So
I looked at this thing and I thought
$400 though, mate. So that's the big thing.
$400 for a smoke for a fire pit, but like I said, it doesn't smoke, which is just amazing. I thought, Trevor Long, he's into technical stuff, and he's talking about a fire pit. This is odd.
Exactly.
It's a strange thing, but you put wood in. It is a real fire pit, and somehow it's scientifically designed so it burns completely so well that there's no smoke, so you don't end up having to move around the thing trying to get out of the smoke haze. So it's amazing. Where do you get them from? I suppose we can jump online and look.
I've found this one online, but there's a bunch of those kind of outdoorsy kind of stores that sell them. The Solo Stove is what it's called. So just search that up, and there's three different sizes. The one I had was the middle one called the Bonfire at $400. So expensive, but I think well worth it.
I suppose it would use less wood too if it was burning better. I guess you'd use less wood. Do you think? Is that?
It's an interesting point. I don't know. I certainly noticed that when it burnt out, there was more. There was less of the big bits, if you know what I mean. It burnt through the fire, through the wood well.
Wow. Okay. Interesting stuff. So there you go. Trevor Long, tech expert, talking about fire pits this morning. something else. This is something I didn't know about. eSIM. This is a SIM that you put in your phone, but it's an eSIM. So that means what? The details are online.
There's no physical SIM card. So that little plastic card that you put into your phone that says, this is my number.
Yeah.
You don't need those anymore. You can use an electronic SIM, which if you're signing up for a new plan, you get a QR code. But you can convert your existing plastic SIM to an eSIM. And the reason I am encouraging this is because the new iPhone in America is entirely eSIM. You can't put a plastic SIM card into it. And so that will come to Australia at some point, whether it's in 6 months, 12 months, or 2 years, it will come. So I'm saying get ready now. I tested this with Vodafone the other day on the iPhone. Under the settings in mobile, you can actually convert your physical SIM to an eSIM. And with Telstra and Optus, you can probably go to the store and they'll give you a QR code which will create the eSIM. And then the benefit there is you can have multiple eSIMs on your phone, one for work, one for home, one for great data, whatever it is. And you can switch between them very easily. And when you do switch phones, it's from an iPhone to an iPhone, it's just a matter of putting the two phones side by side and you can move your number across. So that's going to be the future, so you may as well get ready for it now.
So you can literally have two phones in one instead of having to juggle two phones. That's a good idea,
I guess. In fact, you can have up to eight, and you can switch them on and off and have any two of them working at one time. So it's very, very good.
Wow, okay. Interesting. Is there any downside of this that you can see? I mean,
Look, only that, you know, for some people, that little piece of plastic was the key to their phone. So, you know, you could take it to another phone quite easily. There might be a hoop to jump through if you're switching from iPhone to Android, for example, or Android to iPhone. But I think generally there's a lot of benefit in this.
More benefits than negatives. All right, before you go, tell me if I'm holding you up, because I know you had to be somewhere really quickly. just say, Alan, we're out of time. Shut up. GoPro.
No, we're good.
Everyone likes GoPros. You can drop these in the ocean. They've actually dropped them in the ocean and they keep filming for like months. These things are indestructible. And there's a new one and you're pretty impressed by it by the looks of things.
That's right. The GoPro Hero 11 is out this week. Improvement on last year, of course. Better battery life, up to 30% better battery life.
Yeah.
But also I love that they've increased the resolution to a point where in this modern age, you don't know whether you're going to share your video for a television screen or for a TikTok screen. So when you're filming something, you could take it off on your phone and you could choose to use the vertical portion or the horizontal portion because it captures so much vision. So that's a very smart move from GoPro. And also they've launched a mini version, which is slightly smaller, slightly cheaper, and doesn't have the screen on it. But at $500 for GoPro subscribers, pretty good price for a brand new GoPro. So they're great quality video. You can even do time-lapse nighttime photography. There's some beautiful things you can do with a GoPro if you put your mind to it, from surfing to mountain biking through to astro time-lapse photography.
And when you get eaten by the tiger, it will film it in the best quality that you can possibly imagine.
Hopefully the details are spared.
Dear idea that the tiger would be proud. I tell you what, okay, where do we find out? Is there a place we can look at all these things?
All the details are on my website, eftm.com.
Easy as that. Trevor Long, I'll let you get off to your next appointment. And I think you get Mike again next week. I don't know if that's good or bad. He's probably... I can
we're ready for anyone.
I can hear you, the sigh of relief. Back to normal. Trevor Long, thanks for your time this morning.
My pleasure.
Chat again soon. It's Tasmania Talks at 11:22.
Listen live at tasmaniatalks.com.au.